if there's one surgery waitlist that indicates the dire status of Australia's healthcare system, it's children around the country waiting for urgent ear, nose and throat surgery. In fact, ENT waiting lists for both children and adults in Tasmania is long. I have heard of cases where people have been on the waiting list for more than 2 years, and there are thousands ahead of them. Jane Griffiths is CEO of Day Hospitals Australia, joins me on the program. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kim.
Now, what sort of surgery are children generally needing in that ENT surgery space?
Well, most commonly, as you mentioned, grommet surgery, and sometimes associated with that ear disease is large adenoids that need to be removed as well. So quite often those two procedures are done consecutively or together. And this is really important because it's often children as young as 6 months up to 2 and 3 years old who are developing speech, learning, and without having this surgery and sitting on a waiting list, this will dramatically affect their ability to learn and to hear and to speak.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. Apart from obviously it being uncomfortable and painful, just how dangerous is it to leave something like glue ear, as an example, untreated for months?
Well, of course, the eardrum is under a lot of pressure because with glue ear, the middle part of the ear fills up with fluid. So the pressure could be great enough to actually rupture the eardrum, which of course is very painful and very distressing for the child. So it's really not a surgery that should be waiting a long time. But we know all around the country, in fact, public patients waiting for ENT surgery is a real issue. And in some states, it's being addressed in the private sector. And I know in speaking to Tasmanian Health Department recently, they're very keen to engage with hospitals who will assist them with this waiting list.
That's the exact conversation that we had today, the case of somebody being on the waiting list for more than 2 years, thousands ahead of them, and the advice was you better to go private.
Yes. Well, of course, this procedure, I mean, if a child's just having grommets removed, they can be in a day hospital for as little as 60 minutes. It's a very quick procedure, a very, very quick general anaesthetic. No need for a tube, just a quick mask, and the procedure's done, the grommet's put in, and that relief is there immediately. With the adenoids, it's a little more complicated. So in those cases, you know, the child might be in hospital for 2 to 3 hours. But certainly, I know in Hobart, the Hobart Day Surgery does ENT, and I'm sure they'd be more than happy to assist any patients that would like to be self-insured to just go to one of the specialists that works in that hospital.
What sort of money are you talking about, though, compared to the public system? Because, you know, anything that you get quickly in terms of healthcare often means it comes with a price.
Yes. I mean, I don't know what the hospital charges, but I can't imagine it would be an enormous fee, I'm sure. That it would be, you know, in the area of under $1,000, I would have thought, because we're not talking about a hospital stay. It's very different, of course, if the child's admitted to an overnight hospital to have these procedures, then you've got the cost of accommodation on top of that. So it's certainly a much cheaper option to have the procedure done in a day hospital. It's certainly much better for the child. In most paediatric surgery carried out in day hospitals, you know, the child has mum or dad with them the whole time, apart from the actual surgery. So it's not stressful at all for the child either. So it's a very good way to have this treatment.
Would you say that this ENT surgery waiting list is a sign of a health system failure?
Absolutely. I mean, ENT is not the only one. Of course, people are waiting for all sorts of things. Cataract surgery is another huge waiting list in most states. I have to say, in Tasmania, though, Public cataracts are provided by the private sector. That's something that's outsourced to the private sector. So I think Tasmania leads the way as far as cataract surgery is concerned. But certainly that's another procedure that can be very debilitating, another condition that can be very debilitating, and it can be dealt with very simply in a day hospital. And the patient, again, is only in hospital 2 to 4 hours to have that procedure. But there's all types of surgery are on the elective surgery waiting list in the public sector all around the country. And there's a huge backlog to clear. And certainly our sector, the day hospital sector, is more than happy to assist state governments with their backlog. In some states, that's happening quite well, but in others, it's not happening at all.
So as far as you're concerned, that's a good solution.
Well, it's certainly a cost-effective and efficient solution for the patients and for the public hospital, because if they send the patients to an overnight hospital, it's going to cost a lot more and where it may not be necessary to do that.
Well, thank you for the conversation. I'll put it out there to see if anyone listening is actually in that situation. But Jane Griffiths, really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thanks very much, Kim.